We are in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Vav, the halachis of Rosh Hashanah. We are up to Sif Ches. Now, we just finished learning the halacha of a shofar that had a hole in it. We're to begin with the Mechaber held you didn't have to seal the hole. The Ramah said you should lechatchila. And if you sealed it, so we had two opinions, where lechatchila we follow the Rambam, and that is that the only time it's kosher is if you sealed it with the same min as the shofar, meaning you use the piece of shofar to seal the hole. The majority of it was whole without a hole, and the sound sounded the same as it did before the hole as well. B'shas atchak, the halacha was that if you either sealed it with the same min or the sound didn't change, as long as the majority of it did not have holes, the halacha is that it is kosher. Now we get to a slightly different case. Sifches nistak. What happens if it's split? There's no hole. There's nothing missing. But the shofar itself split. It got a crack in it. L'orko, if it is to the length of the shofar, so if you have a shofar and to the length you've got a split, so the halacha is, yesh omrim, the halacha is puzzle. It's puzzle. Yesh omrim afilu b'chol shehu puzzle. Some say that the slightest crack in a shofar, if it is to the length of the shofar, the halacha is that it is puzzle. Why is that? Because when you blow from the sound, that crack is going to expand and you're going to end up cracking the whole shofar in half. So even though it hasn't happened yet, since the shofar is in a position where when it's used, it's probably going to crack completely, we say that it's as if it's already cracked now. That's what this opinion holds. Unless, Eli Imkain, Hitko Harbe, you made it very tight, Bechut Obim Shicha, you used some kind of string to hold it together, so that then it would be kosher, because it's not going to split any further. Meaning, what's puzzle about the shofar is not the shofar in its present state, but because the shofar stands to splitting completely. If you can go and change that, and go and tie it up tight so that it's not going to split, then this opinion would be molded that it's kosher. Says the Ramah, and there's another condition. What's that? V'nishtayir shir hatkiya mimokam hakshiru lamalo letzad hapeh. And that is that you still have the shear of a shofar. It is large enough to be a kosher shofar that is not split, and the shear must be to the side of your mouth. Now, this opinion holds that the part that's split is not mitzarev to the rest of the shofar. And even though it's pasul, if it's on the second part of your shofar, meaning if towards the mouth your shofar is kosher and it's only past that point at the end that it's split, so there we would say that even though it's pasul on top, it's not going to ruin the rest of the rest of the shofar. Whereas if you don't even have the shear next to your mouth, the shear of what a shofar is next to your mouth, is as if you're blowing into something puzzle. That's what this opinion holds. The Mishtabura adds that a crack must be one that goes all the way into the shofar. That means if it's a superficial scratch, even a deep scratch, but it doesn't reach the other side, it doesn't go through and through, we do not call that nistak. That's not called a split shofar. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are many achronim that are makel, even if you don't have the Ramaz condition, and that is even though you don't have a rove of the shofar left, the halachi is that it's still going to be kosher so long as the kol didn't change. In other words, this whole shaila is only a shaila if the sound changed; otherwise, not. Further, v'yesh omrim dafka berubo. The other opinion says that if it's only stands to split, it is not considered split now. But if most of it is split, then rubo kukulo, it's as if the whole thing is split and you got two shofars here. This is not a shofar anymore. V'im divko kosher. Whereas if you sealed it, it'll be kosher. Afilu im divko bedevek. The first opinion holds that if you're medabik it with devek, if you seal it with glue, that'll be kosher also. V'yesh mishomer sheina kosher l'shedipko ba'atzmo. Others say you cannot use glue. That's a foreign substance. You've got to glue it by melting the shofar itself. Shechimim o bu'ur, that you melt it in the fire. At shenifshir, till it melts. The chibur tzosov zeh im zeh. And you went and you took the two sides of the split and you joined them together. So this opinion holds that sealing it with glue is not good enough. The halacha lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura says the ikar adin is that glue is good. However, if the sound changed as a result of it, there he says that you should blow again without a bracha. Now, what happens if the whole thing split in half and then you glued it together? That's not a kosher shofar. There you're making that's a synthetic. That's a man-made shofar. That's not a natural shofar. Yeah. Now, how about in that very first halacha? How do we pask? And the first halacha was the first opinion said that if it was split even a little bit, the halacha is you couldn't blow because it's going to continue splitting. The other opinion said it's only rubo. How do we paskin? So if rovavid broke, but if less than rovavid broke, but just a little bit, the halacha is that we do rely on that b'shas atchak. And if you later get a kosher shofar, then you should blow again without a bracha. But b'shas atchak we will blow.